And now more on the American general killed today. Army Major General Harold Green was one of several high-ranking Allied officers observing Afghan officers training in Kabul. NPR's Tom Bowman reports.
General Green was on his first deployment to Afghanistan and his first combat deployment ever. He was not like many other American generals in Afghanistan who have a background as infantry or armor officers with multiple combat tours. Green was an engineer by training. He had a PhD from the University of Southern California in materials science, and he spent much of his career in Army research and development jobs, or buying equipment for the Army, or overseeing engineering projects in Germany, Turkey, and Greece. That is, until earlier this year, when he was chosen to head to Afghanistan and help with the effort to build the Afghan army, help its officers take over the job of securing their country. Officials are still investigating the attack at the Afghan training compound run by British troops and nicknamed Sandhurst in the Sand, a reference to the famed British military school. Besides General Green, two other generals were wounded, one from Germany and another from Afghanistan. U.S. military officials say they believe the shooter was an Afghan army officer and not a Taliban infiltrator. U.S. and Afghan officials have worked hard to prevent insider attacks, such as doing more extensive background checks on Afghan soldiers. Green was the first Army general killed in a combat zone since the Vietnam War. Tom Bowman, NPR News.